What's going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Picky Wine is that will be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up, what up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Jacalyn Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Good evening, everybody. Ooh, I'm loud. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. This is Pastor Jay, and like always, we're going to start off in normal fashion. In normal fashion, we're going to come with a scripture and a prayer. The scripture we're coming out of is 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Sound mind really hit me this week. When you think about a sound mind means that you know the reason for your actions. You know your why. You're not doing things just to be doing things, but you know your why. You know your purpose. You know why God has you placed here in this situation, in this season. So being of a sound mind, you start thinking, am I doing these things wisely? So definitely check out sound mind, the more definitions of sound mind on 2 Timothy 1:7, and really dig down deep on that word sound mind, because it ties into memory too, which I was reading and it just got me. But amen on all that. Let's go into prayer. Dear Father God, we just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, God. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you could be able to come into everybody under the sound of my voice's life. That you enter in, that you intercede, that you save some people, God. God, there's people hurting. There's people that are suffering. There's people that's going through, and they're wearing a smile on their face, so the people don't even know what they're going through. So, God, I ask you right now to be able to intercede in their life. Send them some help. Send them a fresh wind, God, so that no matter what they're going through, that they can know that you are there, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that despite what lie that the enemy may tell them, that they are knowing that they are royalty, that they belong to you. They are the head and not the tail. So God, I just ask you to encourage your people today, God. Be able to really lift up the people that are going through some things, those silent battles, those things that's happening that we don't even know about. But we see it because you just see them being tired all the time. God, give them the joy. Give them that fresh joy and be able to give them the remembrance to understand of what you've done in their life. God, we ask you to let us be able to reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart, God, so that they can say, what can I do to be saved? enlarge the territory for Anointed Radio so that somebody can hear about us in new markets, new areas, new countries, new cities, where people could be able to say, you know what, I got something from Anointed Radio. So God, we just ask you to be able to touch the masses, God. Let us be a great representation of you, God. Let us be able to apply every word that you put into our heart, God, so that we could be able to walk in the upright, God. God, I just ask you right now to bring new revelation, bring some fresh anointing into people's life that's listening now or even in the podcast, God, that they could be able to see you for real, not box you up as a one-dimensional God, but to show who you are in their life so that they could be like, it only was God that did that for me. So God, I plead and I declare and decree that you could just touch over the lives of the people that have been just tired. And I say that all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Like always, this is Pastor Jay, and I always got something to say. What I got to say is this: you can follow me at Anointed Jaylon on all social media platforms, and you can follow all my music, Jesus, You Make Me Happy, Renew My Praise, my team rep, Jesus, Slip Away, and my new single, Spirit Flows Through Me, which is doing real well right now. So definitely go check it out on all digital streaming platforms. We get all that good music and things like that. And make sure right now, if you have not, all my YouTube, all my Twitch, all my people out there listening, I want you to do this for me right now and go and download the Anointed Radio app. That is your beacon for everything Anointed Radio related. You can see the podcast, you can see the music, you can see all our social media handles, even the Cash App if you want to be a blessing. We're definitely still in the fundraising mode. We're raising money right now for the Amazon, so we could be able to go from Roku and now onto Amazon to be able to add that platform. So definitely, if you want to be a blessing to Anointed Radio, go and to the Cash App at it. $ Anointed Radio Network. And with that, we have some people that's going to be absent today. We have Prophetess Tish. Prophetess Tish, she is actually doing a book launch that I am part of. It is called Prisoner of War of the Mind. It's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, a conference where Miss Jokia is going to be performing. We got Sophia Ruffin that's going to be there. It's going to be a great thing. Definitely go check out Feverly Creation social media, where you can see all of Prophetess Tish's things that she's doing. Definitely check out her conference on Eventbrite, June 2nd to the 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. Definitely check out the whole situation. It's going to be something amazing. It's marketplace ministry, networking, deliverance ministry, prophetic sound. It's going to be crazy. Definitely go check it out. And another person that I would want everybody to lift up a prayer, if you can, is Dr. Marvinetta Clay, everybody's Las Vegas favorite auntie. Dr. Marvinetta Clay is actually had to go to the hospital today, and she is going to be down for a few days. So definitely pray for her. Pray for healing, strength, and recovery. She's definitely, you know, needs some recovery and some uplifting and encouragement. If you could just call her and text and say, hey, thinking about you, love you, feel better, I'm praying for you. That definitely help her out. So definitely check out for Dr. Marvinetta Clay. And with that, I have my co-hosts that are in the building. We got the lovely Brittany Marley, and we have the talented Simi. So Rio, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
What's up, everybody? You can find me on Instagram at I am Brittany Marley, and I'm trying to revive my YouTube page, so you can check me out there at Brittany Marley.
I'm your girl, Simi So Real. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and the I to the G. Oh, and TikTok. Yes.
The TikTok streets. Amen.
Well, I need to join. I'm so late. I always join stuff late.
TikTok gonna be banned by the time that you join.
Right, by the time
I'm not a social media person.
You know what? I used to have people that used to help me, and I'm telling you, it's hard to try to maintain social media and keep your peace. That's another topic.
I post and go.
It'll suck you in quick.
2 hours later.
Right.
Right. I was just gonna post this and look at a couple of things. The advertisement came up.
Yeah.
I was thinking about buying that lip gloss. What happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get on the natural hair stuff, you know.
Oh. Well.
Amen.
By the way, yours looks lovely, just so you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Okay. So yours does too. Pastor Jay, your natural hair looks lovely.
No, my natural hair needs to be cut off. I need to go back to the Suge Knight look. If you didn't know, I cut off my hair because I found I had a bald spot, midlife crisis. Yep. That hurt my
That's
whole
what most people do.
Whole soul feelings. I had to Uncle Phil. It was Uncle Phil back here. Woo! I said, not me, said the cat. I'm not letting that happen. And I forgot to say, if you did not know, my book, Creo Tea Remedies by Pastor Jaylon Calhoun is coming out on Amazon. All my pre-orders. Thank you, everybody who pre-ordered with me. You're getting a signed copy straight from me. I've been invited to Barnes & Noble out here in Las Vegas. Going to be in Los Angeles and in the Bay at a few book fairs. Show them my book. Amen. It's a lot of stuff. I haven't talked about it, so I definitely had to get that in. But my Creo Tea Remedy book, the reason why I made this book, I wrote it in 2020 when I saw a father during the pandemic try to go get medicine for his child, and there was no medicine on none of the aisle. And his child was coughing, but the whole tea aisle, you know, herbs and remedies, were all filled up. So I gave him some tea that helps with suppressing the cough, which is mullein leaf. If you didn't know, that helps you with your respiratory, get all that mucus and everything out of your chest. So I helped him out with that. And I said, you know what? More people should know about different teas that could be able to help you with these different remedies that my grandmother taught me. And I'm going to pass down into this book, talk a little bit about my grandmama and then things like that. So definitely check out. It's going to be in Barnes & Noble. It's going to be in Amazon. Creo Tea Remedies by Pastor Jaylon Calhoun. It's coming out either going to be at the end of this month, which is in a few days, or it's going to be the first week of May. So it's coming up soon. So two books already out, and I'm in school. I pray for everybody that's in school because this is nothing to play with, especially as a parent and a full-time working person.
A husband.
Can I get to that part?
Yeah. And
a husband, Jesus. I was trying to have dramatic effect. I was keep building. Okay. And in ministry. Hold on. Let me keep adding on to it. You have to really manage your time. So mm-hmm. I'm praying for everybody that's out there, but just know that if you in school, finish it. Don't wait on it. But anyway, let's get back to our guests. We have Mr. Urban Soul Cafe here, Mr. Carlos. This man has been in the industry for a minute. He co-hosts, he puts on events. I don't know what he don't do. He do a lot. And he's been in the center of this industry for so long. So everybody welcome Mr. Carlos onto the stage, y'all.
Hey, listen to the crowd. Listen to the crowd. Woo! God bless you, crowd. Sit down. I'm humble. Sit down. Appreciate
that. That was good.
Thank you. I feel like Eddie Murphy on sending your home up here. Thank you.
So where can everybody find you? What's all your social media handles? What's your websites? All that good jazz.
Website is urbansoulcafe.com. Also, Instagram and Twitter at USCAFE. US Cafe. That's USCAFE. Facebook, Urban Soul Cafe. And also, Carlos Hale, 2 personal pages. And yes, it's me. No robotics. It's just all me.
Amen.
And the website is urbansoulcafe.com.
Amen. Make sure
Amen.
You go.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for the people in the back. Thank you. I know y'all late. Y'all late, man. Come on, man. It's going to be all right. Jesus did it. Yes, he did.
So now make sure everybody go and follow him. Go support. Go check him out. All my Anointed Radio people, go and check him out. Las Vegas, yeah. West Coast.
Hey, I follow everybody back except the Bitcoin people. That's the devil. Yeah. The Bitcoin people are the devil.
them and them.
They may have something that, with my microphone, they may have something now that we know the dollar is getting ready to deflate. I said, so I seen something on Wall Street said the death of the dollar today. So we might have had bid some coins.
Teach, prophetess, teach.
Well, when you got the whole world against you, kind of what happens.
Right.
I'm just saying, especially when you have to rely on other people to invest into your dollar and they don't do it no more, it loses value. I never thought I'll see a day when a whole country would get canceled.
That'll preach right there.
Man, they treated the United States like R. Kelly. They said, nope.
Not R. Kelly. Not the R. Kelly.
I'm just saying, R. Kelly put a song on Spotify. It was down in 2 hours. They said, oh, bet? Y'all think the dollar are good? Okay. Hey, Russia. Hey, China. Watch this.
Hey, I bet the dollar was like, you killing me. I'm here fighting for my life. You killing me.
And a fight for my life.
Fighting for my life and my currency. You killing me, Petey.
I've been here for 1,700 years.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Pow, pow. Don't you shoot that little girl no more. Pow, pow. My bad. I'm eating it. Y'all, please forgive me. I'm eating it.
But let's go.
I'm trying to behave with these good saved people tonight. I'm trying to behave.
Amen. All those religious folks. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and go into the game. And our game is hosted by Miss Brittany. What game we playing tonight?
I'm just trying to get myself together.
I know. She's trying to catch her composure, you know.
Right. From all this, from Simi. I was going to ask Simi, girl, do you keep the microphone right there? Do you keep it in your purse to carry with you at all times?
Hey, she looked like Bob Barker from The Price is Right when she pulled that thing up. I thought she was going to tell us about make sure that we neuter our pets. I guess she held it down. I'm like, oh, Lord, Bob Barker finna tell us, you know.
Every show, sir.
I was about to run on down. $1, Bob.
All right. Let's
I'm sorry. I got neighbors. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's get into this game. So we gonna try.
Please try.
Name
please.
That tune once again. Okay, we got Mr. Urban Soul Cafe. We got Simi Surreal, Pastor J. Everybody's in the music industry in some way, shape, and form. So this shouldn't be too hard. All right.
You know, I'm a radio personality, so I mean,
and a radio personality. Yeah. Everybody, you know, here we go. And okay, I'm
Kirk Franklin. Oh, my bad.
Sir, please refrain from ringing the buzzer until you have heard the full question, or you will be disqualified.
Okay.
Yes, Bob Barker. I'm sorry, Bob Barker.
Where's Steve Harvey when you need?
No, we got Barbara Barker over there in the corner, man. You good?
I can't. I'm going to apologize ahead of time.
Patricia Barker.
I don't want to say slow, but. You know, this playlist is not a good mix. So we just
call Sex of Jesus. We playing Sex of Jesus music tonight?
Let's go.
Sex of Jesus music saved my life. Lord, come on. I'm ready for the Sex of Jesus.
Here we go. You better listen. I'm playing.
You learned that over my heart.
Oh my gosh. And again, Mr. Carlos, what is the genre we're playing tonight?
Sex of Jesus.
Hashtag Sex of Jesus music.
Sex of Jesus music saved my life. It wasn't a traditional gospel. It was sexy Jesus music.
Well, here we go. This is for you right here. Here we go.
Anita Baker. Man, that's Lee Williams. You can't run.
The jam.
That ain't sexy Jesus music.
Now that's sexy quartet right there.
Right. Yeah, here we go.
That's the quartet. I couldn't catch that right off the bat.
Excuse me.
Put your hand like this.
Ding. That's Harker cool Walker and the Kenton Spirituals got to clean up what I messed up. Hey, I started my life all over again. I can praise dance to that.
Ooh, that's that. And you know what? Now that is That's some music right there. I didn't want to say that's sexy Jesus, but it's Jesus.
Live in D.C. Live in D.C. album. Washington, D.C.
You better know it.
I got to clean up what I messed up. Sure was.
That's the dance. Okay, here we go. Let's see if y'all know this one. I got to hurry up and cut it off. Because she comes right in.
No.
And this is from the 10 to 12 year mark. I mean, this music is...
Do it again.
Okay. One second. Hold on. Let me get it together.
I feel like this is all... Well,
maybe it don't come right in. Hold on. I'll give you a little bit.
Oh, wait.
I know that song.
I know it too.
I know that song. Wait a minute. Oh,
we couldn't get nothing that was only like 4 years ago, 5 years. This is.
It's the quartet. It's still in the quartet.
I know.
It's still in the quartet. It's not the Soul Seekers. It's not the Canon Spirituals.
It's not the Williams.
Highway QCs.
No. I know that. Play it one more time.
Now let me get it right.
You see, you notice I know the harmony of it, but you know, I'm trying to.
Okay, I'm just gonna play the rest of it.
Sound of Blackness.
Oh, it's all right. It's okay. Shirley Caesar featuring Anthony Hamilton.
Yep.
And we honoring Shirley Caesar. I know it, man.
So you better have got that song right.
Yep.
Okay, Patricia Barker.
Right. Next one. Here we go.
I know this song.
Tasha Cobb.
He knows my name.
You know my name. Come on. Black folk be making up stuff.
Boy. He knows my name.
Play it for Brittany. You know my name.
This is like a 17-minute intro.
It's the country western version.
It takes a minute for them to come in, but it's You Know My Name.
Amen. In the video, they in there like.
Right. Two more. Here we go.
Marley Music.
Yeah.
So beautiful. That's sexy beautiful Jesus. That's sexy Jesus.
That is Marley Music.
Last one. I don't think this is sexy Jesus. This might give you a little praise. Here we go.
Jacqueline Carr.
Mm-hmm.
My portion. Only because she's from Memphis. Only because we're from the same hometown.
Yep. Y'all did good. That's it.
That was Carlos.
Thank you.
Carlos.
I didn't know. I was telling Pastor Jay, I don't know if y'all going to know these songs or not.
It's not a team sport. There ain't no y'all. This is an all individual sport.
Carlos won that.
He's going to give Carlos
a 10. A
straight 10. 10
that
out of 10.
That boy good.
It's you.
Well, you got to realize I've been doing radio for about 24, maybe 25 years now, so.
It took you a minute to get Shirley Caesar. It took you just a little minute.
Well, that was her last album.
Can you tell us what was the debate or what was the delay in guessing Shirley Caesar?
Because that was her last album, which came out, I want to say 2015, maybe 16, something like that.
Sure, the fact that you know the year, sir, that's enough. Yeah. Just okay. That's enough. I'm showing off now.
Right.
You're right. I am in Jesus' name.
All right. And that is the game.
He said if I be lifted up, I will show out in front of all your enemies. Hey, no. You told me. I don't know if you told y'all, but that's what you told me.
Amen. So,
I'm a part-time prophet.
Part-time.
Well, full-time, they be asking for too much money in the churches and organizations. So if you elevate yourself from part-time, your dues and your reports will be lower. But if you say you're full-time,
I'm done.
They like your mortgage company, your landlord, they want their money on the first and not the fifth. But if you're part-time, they give you to the 15th.
So, Pastor Jay, are you part-time or full-time?
Yeah, Pastor Jay, which one are you? Inquiring minds want to know.
Full time. I gotta be on. I gotta pay mine on the first.
Oh, so they looking for you Monday morning. They looking for you Monday morning again.
Facts. Don't
you say you say you full time. Yeah. There was a spiritual group. They were really anointed, and their name was H-Town. And they sang a song with the anointing called Coming From Your Part-Time to Your Full-Time. That's all I wanted to say.
That is not spiritual, but that, we're going to let you have it.
I don't know.
Yeah, hashtag we are.
H-Town. All these hashtags I'm seeing. That's your Jesus music. Ooh. Hashtag. Part-time prophet. Is H-Town gospel. Hashtag.
I would like to answer the question, who is H-Town? With the question right there, I'll take that for 300. Who is H-Town? From your part-time to your full-time.
Part-time, somebody come and knock in the... I'm sorry, I'm singing this song. Oh, Jesus, Lord, forgive me.
look at
And they said, first I was coming to you part-time, but then I came to you full-time. Never mind.
You gonna
Let's
preach
move
that?
On.
I think that's beginning.
That will preach. That will preach. And sometimes some of the Christians is part-time Christians out there.
Now they're right there. We'll definitely preach.
And that
part-time Christians
Go ahead.
Out there.
Talk about it.
And they only full-time come Sunday. And you can't make up all your overtime on one day. Mm. It'll preach. Yes, it will. God said, give you his first fruit. The first fruit. You didn't say come in on that 50th percentile. He said the first fruit. But the people want to be coming in on the 50th percentile being part-time.
That's all. Are they really part-time or are they on call? Because part-time is 32 hours.
Some people, you absolutely.
And they got the nerve to talk about people that come on Easter. John Doe.
What about the folks that come on Mother's Day?
Who they coming next week? With their mama.
About two more weeks.
Coordinated too. They're gonna be coordinated.
They're gonna
with
be
two
pink.
Carnations. With they're two carnations.
Be, they're gonna be pink, white, and green.
Like all AKA. Day.
You gonna do
all the AKAs.
Oh, we don't we not talking about AKAs. We only talk about deltas on this. Only the deltas. We only talk about deltas on this.
Deltas are saving fine. Deltas are saving.
I'm
fine.
A delta, just so you know you have spoken correctly.
That is a sh-
Ooh.
Hey, all I know.
Ooh.
With enough of the gang, enough of the gang banging.
Enough of the gang banging and the part time to the full time to the callbacks to on call. We're going to move on. In Jesus' name.
Memphis Grizzlies up by 25. What does it want the world now? Hallelujah.
Amen. Good update. With sports update, let's go ahead and shout out.
Right now, the Memphis Grizzlies are up 76-101 right now. Thanks to, the score just changed, 79-101. Back to you, Pastor Jay.
All right. And let's give a shout out to our partners, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Las Vegas Knights, and the soon to be Las Vegas Athletics. I actually heard, hold on, it's coming in. Las Vegas is acquiring Lake Merritt and East 14th Street in East Oakland. And the airport is coming here too. We're about to get all of Oakland. Back to you.
I want Oakland to go back home. Back to you.
But Brittany, yes, we just took over all of your time, Brittany. We just took all of
it. Oh, no, my time is done, Chad. Yeah. Y'all have it.
But if you did not know, Las Vegas has acquired the Las Vegas Now Athletics, where they're going to bring more traffic to the strip of Tropicana. They knew that they were coming. That's why they've been working on the freeway of Tropicana and called Dropicana, because they dropped the freeway down and caused so much traffic. But we're going to have the Raiders, who is our proud media partner. We have the Knights, who are a proud media partner. And now the A's, that are all in that congested triangle of Tropicana.
Growing up in Hades, I was a big A's fan. Dave Stewart, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Dennis Eckersley.
Jose Canseco. Canseco, I can't stand the name.
That Ricky Henderson. Boy, I was a big A's fan until somebody took my hat, robbed me for my Oakland A's hat. I just like, you know what, forget them. to get them.
So someone robbed you.
Yeah.
Of your
yeah.
A's hat.
Mm-hmm.
And you let them go.
Hey. The Lord said the battle is not mine, but it's his. So I just told you, gone, man. Gone.
Resist the devil, and the devil shall flee.
Man, he took off running. He took my hat and took off running.
So since we talking about where you're from and getting robbed, so where is your hometown and where do you reside now?
Speaking of Memphis, I was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. I have to pinpoint this. So I grew up in a unique time frame of the city. Born in 76, 46 years old. And thank you. Thank you. I know I don't look my age. Praise God. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. And so I grew up in a unique time frame because during that time, you know, crime was rapid. Poverty level, you know, my family was poor on both sides. But also my family was very involved in street activities here in the city of Memphis. On my dad's side of the family, it was like a neighborhood gang that eventually turned into the Crips. And on my mom's side was, I had a lot of family from Chicago. And so Memphis and Chicago was like brother and sister cities, you know? And so you got folks from Memphis from Chicago, you got folks from Chicago from Memphis. And so with that, you know, a lot of the gang activities from Chicago eventually started trickling out to Memphis. And some of my cousins was like leaders of the Gangster Disciples, you know, like from the birth of the gang out of Chicago and brought it down here to Memphis. So on both sides of the family, you know, I was involved in drug activities at a young age. I was a Crip at a young age. And, you know, I was very in tune into the streets. I seen people get shot. I sold drugs in the street. My nickname was either Big Lowe's or Lowdown.
At this time, for everybody that is listening at the Anointed Radio Network, we are not directly affiliated with Brother Carlos. You know, he is a guest on the show today. And in our family, in Christ, we are not directly affiliated. So you won't be named all the names.
Lucia.
Go ahead, Brother Carlos. Give your testimony. You is covered. You covered by the blood.
Lose it. No, but anyway, but my life did turn around 30 years ago on Easter of 1993, because for the first time in my life, I was at the age of 16. I was grew a pretty well-known established name across the city of Memphis. I can go anywhere in the city and be protected because my families are huge in the city, okay? I mean, you know how you got your, you know, you got your one branch, but it's the off branches that's just spread. And I had a lot of off branches, family members all over the city. And so at the age of 16, I went to a church called Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church. And for the first time, Dr. Alvin O'Neill Jackson preached the resurrection in a way that I can clearly understand. And I was like, wait a minute, this dude, Jesus, died for me? And I really, you know, and the thing is, coming from, and this is here's a funny thing, coming from a long line of preachers in my family that I didn't know about until later on, I come from a long line of well-known established preachers across West Tennessee. That's why the devil really was after me, because he knew it was something stronger, there was a strong anointing on my life. And so I clearly got the understanding of the message of Christ that particular day. And when I got home, I got a phone call from one of my aunts who told me that my favorite cousin was killed in another state. So just like, you know, street thugs, me and my cousin, we gathered together and we hit the road looking for the perpetrator. We found the perpetrator. Let's just say, he didn't survive. And so the day we came together to bury my cousin, you know, police ran up on the funeral because my cousin was highly respected in the community. And he was a high school All-American. He was about to be the first in our family to go to college. But at that funeral, I clearly heard the voice of the Lord telling me to stop But he wasn't saying stop like in my ear. He just kept showing me stop signs, stop signs, stop signs. Like every 2 or 3 minutes, stop sign, stop sign, stop sign. And I hugged my mom and I shed a tear, you know. And so when the police came knocking, someone else decided to take the rap for all of us. And that someone was my cousin, best friend. The spiritual part of that is the same message I received a week or two early on Easter that Jesus died for my sin. This other young man that I didn't know took the rap for all of us so that I can live, so that I can, you know, live and see another day. And I got into some more trouble, and the judge in court was like, you know what? Yo, I got one more time to see you. I got one more time to see you. And I got invited to a church called Grady Community Temple, Church of God of Christ, and maybe a few days later. And that's when my life really changed. Because I went to church, and I went back again. I skipped church, and I went back again. This time I went back, I joined the church because I felt something the first 2 times I was there. And also, I played basketball for the church as well, but I never went to the church. I was a ringer, you know. And so I decided to join the church. And the day I joined the church, I just felt like a over my life. And that was the beginning of a transitional phase in my life, Pastor Jay. What happened was I was getting ready to go to the 10th grade, but I was going to turn 17 years old. I'm too old to be in the 10th grade. And so this alternative high school, which I eventually graduated from, called Middle College, recruited me and said, yo, we want to give you a second opportunity in education. Sports may not be for you, but we can give you a way you can start all over again and get your education and probably do something with your life. I took them on their invitation. Me and my mom went through the whole interview process, and they told me, they said, if you go to summer school, we'll pay for it. All right, cool. I enrolled. And as I enrolled, I found myself attending this church a little bit more. June of 1993, it was Youth Day. I was too cool to sing. So me and my homeboy said, you know what, we're going to be ushers. Now, at the time, this is what you call a mega church, because we were right back. The church is about 1,500, 2,000 people strong. One of the most well-known Church of God of Christ in the city, right? Which is pastor now is on the general board of Church of God of Christ, Bishop Brandon B. Porter. So me and my homeboy decided we were going to outstage the youth choir and everybody else involved. So we came up with our own little routine. So we marched down the aisle. We were the last two to give our offering. And we came up with some routine where we high five, shaking each other's hands, whoop, 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 and then walked off. Everybody looking at us like, because you can't do that in no sanctified church. We didn't know no better, though. You know, we were trying to outstage everybody. And what happened was, I got the attention. Yeah, in the Kojic church. I'm talking about it was sanctified too. You know,
all the Kojic.
And we're doing stuff like we're doing gangster walk dance moving, and folks are like, what's wrong with these boys, you know? But once again, we both knew we just joined the church, so we were trying to outstage the whole youth choir and whatnot. And they got the attention of the youth pastor, and so he asked me the question, he said, how did you feel about Youth Day? And I said, it sucked. Directly, I just said, man, it was suck. It sucked because the speaker went over our head, he didn't speak directly to us, and I got bored easily. He challenged me at 16 years old to put on a youth night. And I want y'all to get a clear understanding. This is like 2 months after me committing a crime, a major crime that I could have been locked up for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. That now I'm putting on a youth night at one of the largest Church of God of Christ churches in the city of Memphis, one of the most historical churches at that. And I put it together, but then the pastor said, no, we want you to be the MC as well. I'm a full-time cusser.
So what
you were sure you want me to? I'm like, you sure you want me to host? Because I'm a full time cusser.
But hashtag full time cusser.
I mean, hashtag full time cusser. I told
no, not part time.
Full time.
Full time.
And I told my mom, and she was so excited that she said she was coming. And I saw her sit on the front row just smiling. It's like, that's my boy. That's my boy. And because I watched stand-up comedy for so long, a lot of the jokes started coming out. And the church folk were laughing, you know, hee-hee-ha-ha. And I'm 16 years old. And that night, the Lord told me, this is what you called to do. Mm. You called to put on events to bring people together and make people laugh and feel good. And that's why I got my passion from putting on events and hosting and things of that nature. So eventually I got into gospel music at the time. Orlando Draper was a member of the church. He pulled me in. He introduced me to gospel music. I went from 3-6 Mafia, 8 Ball MJG to Orlando Draper and Associates. But it was this whole year process. Orlando introduced me to a little unknown cat by the name of Kirk Franklin, a young lady by the name of Yolanda Adams, Beverly Crawford. He introduced me to so many people, and then my grades started to improve that I got invited to the White House March of 1994. So, to make a long story short, on May 1st, which is coming up this Monday, I gave my life to the Lord. I said, Lord, hey, look, man, I've been shot at. I've been threatened. I see your light in my life because now people are shying away from me because they see I'm starting to come to church more. You protecting me. You making sure I'm in church and not in the streets. I'm done with all this running. What you want to do? What you want to do? And God saved me that Sunday morning. That Sunday night, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And 2 months later, I received my call into the ministry, which a lot of people was kind of like, are you sure God called you?
Right.
I was asking the same question, too. Did you really call me, Jesus? But going into my sophomore year in high school, I acknowledged my calling. My pastor and the leaders of Church of God in Christ acknowledged it. Well, I was under the tutelage of Bishop Brandon Porter, G.E. Patterson, W.L. Porter, the late J.O. Patterson Sr., the late Samuel Loeb. I'm not name dropping, but these were some people that was very instrumental in my early stages of me coming into what a lot of people know me now for, the great things for Urban Soul Cafe or radio, but they have to know where I come from. I come from good stock. I come from good teaching. I come from good beginnings. And that's the reason why when I do things like what we got coming up in Vegas, I try to do things in the spirit of excellence because not only I want to make God proud, but I want to make all these individuals proud as well. Mm-hmm. You know, all the teaching they poured into me, you know, not charge me. I want to make them proud. I really want to make God proud. And so that's the reason why I do things in the spirit of excellence. That's the reason why I like my flyers, my graphics, and even my old personal photos and stuff like that. I try to make sure it's done in the spirit of excellence because one thing that I'm trying to do is draw all men unto Christ, whether you're black, whether you're white, you're Hispanic, whether you're yellow, you're blue, you know, if you're purple, because I see some purple black people in my life now, you know. I'm trying to uplift the
kingdom. Just beautiful black purple people.
Beautiful black purple. I mean, every
beautiful, for real.
But, you know, and that's the only thing that, you know, I want to do, just make God proud.
So I want to ask you this. Since you've seen going on to your radio side.
Okay.
What do you see with the evolution of gospel going into the present time now?
I came into gospel radio at a time where some things was not popular to do. Like my pastors, they turned me on to commission. They turned me on, you know, to Dawkins and Dawkins.
Oh, yeah.
The Winans, you know. That's when I say Sexy Jesus, you know, that's what I be joking about their music. But when Orlando Draper died, I said, I can't sing, you know, but I can, you know, at least play his music, give his music live on radio. And so that's why I got into radio. And so the evolution of music at the time was very millennial. In 98, 99, the I was happily to do the first Christian hip hop radio show in the city of Memphis while I was still a college student. And so we're talking about 98, 99, man, we're playing gospel gangster and we're mixing it up with some songs, I'll Be Missing You by P. Diddy. And, you know, folks were like, man, what are y'all doing on the radio? But we ended up turning out to be the number one radio show in the city of Memphis. And so watching the growth and development, it's like this gospel music has changed along with the time. You know, it used to be a time you used to turn on the radio and you would listen to a whole 6-minute version song. Just like earlier, Britney played Lee Williams, Can't Run, Can't Hide. Many radio stations would play that whole version because that's the way how it was recorded. Yep. That's how it was released. But now the state of radio is now, gospel radio now, it's being competitive with the Hot 107s of the world. You see what I'm saying? And me coming for like working with Cumulus, I work for gospel radio. I work for R&B station in Nashville called 92Q. I'm coming from that AM radio side, and my program was like, "Yo, this is a whole new ball game. Mm-hmm. This is what I need you to do. I'm teach you how to program urban radio format." And that's the reason why so many of us radio programs are telling artists, make sure you got your songs like 3, 3.5 minutes, because now radio is competitive. And so for gospel music to be competitive, they got to understand that music must reach a certain standard for radio. In other words, you know, if you want to put your song out, you want to make sure your song can match up to the same standards as the Drakes. Can reach out, make the same standard as the Nicki Minaj. Not saying, you know, the lyric wise, but I'm saying the production, the quality of the production, because that's going to get the attention not only from the gospel station, but it can cross over to the FM side or the urban AC side as well. You know, that's the reason why your Pastor Mike Jr.'s crossover. That's the reason why Caitlin Carr's crossover. Kurt Franklin always going to cross over regardless. He got a new song dropping next Friday that's already getting a buzz, you know, because the level, the quality and the production of it is at such a high standard that as an independent artist, you got to make sure you can meet that thing, because that's how the radio's determined. Now, coming from a radio point of view, but Georgia, the major FM gospel stations now have maybe a 5-minute to 7-minute commercial block. So when you got two 7-minute commercial blocks, that's 14 minutes in an hour. So now a programmer got to at least put in anywhere between 8 to 9 songs that can fit within that radio clock. Not only just going to throw in any song, but got to be a song going to keep the listeners listening, because radio now is all about two things now: ratings and revenue. Quick testimony. The radio show in Nashville, Tennessee, 92Q, when I received the call to come on and replace a legendary radio personality by the name of Connie Linnell, the show was averaging roughly around about 8,000 people. But the PD said, "I want to put a new twist to it. I want you to keep me that traditional gospel, but I need you to give me some of that Corinne Hawthorne. I need you to give me some of that Pastor Mike. I need you to give me some of that James Fortune so that the listening audience can keep listening." So within the first couple of months, Pastor Jay, we went from 8,800 to my program director really trusted my knowledge and got some music from 8,800 to like 45,000 listeners every Sunday. And then a year later, we up to maybe like 100,000 people every Sunday morning. So we're able to inspire them with the sounds of Clay Evans, but also with the sounds of Sicardi Cortez, your Marvin Sapp, your Jacqueline Carr, your Tambla Man, your Corinne Hawthorne. There is a new birth of artists. It's always going to, but what thing I pray that gospel music realize, we cannot forget those people like the Byron Cages or the Yolanda Adams or the Donna McClurkin. You know, we have to make sure that we keep their music alive as well and put them all in and not trying to sound like Hot 107. Not using them as an example, but, you know, just a mind frame. Programmer wise, we got to remember that some gospel lovers, they like that We Fall Down, but let's find the shorter version. Mm-hmm. Because if you lay down for a certain time, you know, your leg get numb, your feet get heavy, the blood stops flowing. So we got
you gonna get bed sores too.
Ooh, thank you. So we gotta keep them, we gotta keep that blood flowing, you know. So so with that being said, we have to there's so many things that we can do in radio to improve, you know, but the quality of production has been dope. I mean, over the last, I say even in Christian hip hop, around about 2007, 2008, I noticed a level of quality production coming from producers like JR and K-Drama and Antonio Neal and some of the other great producers in Christian hip hop. And they have grown even now. A lot of these cats, I be like, these Young Bucks, I love trap gospel music. Mm. That's what I call it, Sexy Jesus and Trap Gospel. I love it. Cause if I could put it, I put it on a 1K few so fast and be up there like, I mean, you know, but because I know I'm dancing about Jesus and not the, the other stuff, you know.
Facts. And you know, one thing I could definitely say is I still think that gospel, Christian hip hop needs their own billboard. And I've been saying that for the longest because I feel like it doesn't get its flowers. It doesn't get gauged right due to this fact. And we all saw that. If you didn't remember when Kanye West took up the whole billboard as a unit, and that's going to happen. But
And that's been an ongoing argument, you know, for a while now. Some people have really been lobbying for that. And the thing is, in order for us to make that happen, we got to get enough stations to get behind it and report, you know, the Christian hip hop music. Because like, just like, you know, I produce a whole hip hop show here in Memphis called The Trap Church every Friday night, you know, and the guy who hosts it is a well-known Christian hip hop artist here in the city, but he don't know too much about Christian hip hop artists is out right now. So I'm schooling him about different artists. Now he got to the point where he's comfortable and he's if I put a song, he know, okay, hey, that was music coming from No Big Deal or here's 1K Few. Because the style of music is changing. I mean, it's always changing. So you got to be abreast and got to be on alert, but we need more stations that's not afraid to not only even play it, put a dedicated show on for Christian hip hop, and also report the songs as well. Because that KB, King Jesus,
with goodness,
yeah,
King Jesus, one day, I'm telling you,
one day, Portia Love. I mean, you know,
well, I'm gonna tell you the one that's real good too, Young C.
I never heard of him. You gotta turn me on to him. You gotta turn me on.
Young C. He did a song with Fred Hammond, and he remixed Fred Hammond and he rapped to it. He's dope.
I saw that. I think I heard something about that. It was at No Weapon. No, you're talking about You Are the Living Word. You Are the Living Word. You got DJs like I Am Lil Will, who's been able to DJ and mash, secular beats with gospel. I remember point of my time, don't laugh, I was part of this group called Crunk for Christ in the early 2000s.
You was a part, what's the name of the group?
Crunk for Christ.
Crunk
for Christ.
Okay. Like Lil Jon Crunk, like, yeah,
that was us. We was like your ghetto praise and worship team.
You got pictures? You got pictures on you?
Want some pictures.
Pictures.
It's some videos probably circulating still on YouTube from Mount Zion Church in Nashville, but me and my two partners, because they was club DJs, and they did a lot of team parties.
In the club.
And I remember one year we did Mount Zion, You Can Make a Youth Crusade. And that was like 5,000 teens in the church. And we already had the kids crunk. But that's when you got to learn how to know what to mash and what not to mash. We was getting ready to introduce, Grits was getting ready to come onto the stage. And we had T.I. Cars and Drove, 24s beats playing. The kids forgot they was in church. And clearly, you can hear it in the video. We was like, oh my God, these kids forgot they was in church. Boy, they was like. So, I mean, you know, but, you know, you got DJs like DJ Lil Will, who's able to become popular on Instagram and IG because he's able to mash up a lot of those. Like, you will see a clip every now and then. Someone will have Juvenile mixed with a gospel song. You'd be like, you know. We need more DJs like that that can understand how you can put the two together and make it relatable, to make it fun, to make it like, wow, this is dope, you know.
That's true.
So, but there's always that pushback too. I think me, I feel like Christian hip hop should be a lot further than it is, especially when you listen to radio and you see like the Great Debate a couple of years back when we had Snoop Dogg and we had people like that, all at the Stellar's winning awards, and the Christian hip hop artist was like, what?
Can I say this? I was in, not to cut you off, but I was in the clubhouse one day and that same scenario came up in the quartet room I was in. And I was just, and I broke it down. I said, when it comes to the voting, especially when it comes to the public voting, people going to vote for who they know.
Facts.
You know, it's going to be a small percentage of people who know these artists is voting. Memphis Grizzlies won, by the way. It was a blowout. Praise God. Amen. It's going to be a small percentage of people who know who these artists are. Okay. And with that being said, when the public is voting, they're going to vote for who they know. So why is Pastor Mike Jr. winning Rap Song of the Year when he's not a rapper? Now, don't get me wrong, he got some rap beats.
Yeah.
But he's not a rapper. But Kirk Franklin got a rap trap beat, but he's not a rapper. Mm-hmm. And so that's the argument that's going for. That's when Central City has to come to themselves and say, okay, we need actual rappers in this category.
Right.
And not Ty Tripp because he got a new. I saw that this year, Stella. I was like, why is that in the category?
Right. That's Christian contemporary. It's not CHH.
That's
it's not
called DHH. Urban inspiration.
Yeah.
There you have
it. Urban inspiration and not Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
Urban. Same thing with Pastor Mike with winning. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, why is this in this category? But once again, people are going to vote for who they know. So although KB, although, man, last year, you know, Lecrae and 1KFU won. Praise God. I was so happy for them. They can, and one day she performed on the Stellas, and then they both came perform at my gospel brunch at the Pastor Cafe. I was happy for both of them because they put Christian hip hop on a bigger stage.
Mm-hmm.
But the introduction, I was sad. I was terribly upset about the way how one day came onto the stage at the Stellas. You know, she was on the main stage. To me, we should have introduced her in a whole other light. You know, just like with Jordan Armstrong and his song The Call with Erica Campbell, which is one of the hottest songs of 2022. But there's so many different ways you could introduce them to not make people say, who is that? Because, I mean, people on Twitter and Instagram are like, oh, is that? Oh, is that? And a lot of times the people that say, who is that? They come to me asking me, who is that? You know, and I have to explain to them who their artist is, what's their song about. So it's so many ways that we can introduce these artists so that the world and the church folks that don't follow the style of music can clearly understand who these individuals are.
And if you look about it, it's like you said, branding.
Branding, yeah.
People want to know the name. Like, I just did some voting on the Stellars, and and I know quite a few artists, but there's some people on there. I was like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
I don't know who that is. So it's happened. Even if you're not going to know everybody.
But right, you're not.
As an artist, if you're trying to be on the Stellars, you're going to want to have your brand. You're going to want to market it just like how Coca-Cola puts Coca-Cola everywhere. So, you know, with the name Coca-Cola, you're going to have to get your name in front of people. Right. So that people can know who you are.
And that's what it's all about. Marketing, branding, putting yourself out there. And that's the blessing about Urban Soul Cafe. You know, we have done the last 17 years since 2007, doing Stellar Weekend, it's the marketing, it's the branding that people look for. They know that all events going to be done right. And not to say that to say, you know, be braggadocious or anything, I'm not. Like I said, I value that spirit of excellence. But then when you got brands like the RC Inspirational or the Martin Art that want to attach themselves to your brand, you know you have to do it right. So if I was in control of the Stellars or the Doves, which I work with both award shows and still do to this day, you know, there's just little small things I would say, hey, try this, tweak that. Because like I said, it was just like last year, they opened up a lot of people. They introduced a lot of people to urban Christian music that probably didn't know, because one, they were trying to market to a whole nother demographic on BET. And I get it. They're showing the relatable side of gospel music, but it's all about, once again, how you introduce who these folks are.
And everybody deserves, I love what you said, and everybody deserves that is putting music out there and on certain platforms. They deserve an opportunity to be introduced, be presented, and to have their music heard. And I know when we got our, when we got our Stellar in 2019, they didn't even know what group, what category to put us in with Christian hip hop. Like, they didn't even have in 2019. They didn't even have a real category for Christian hip hop.
Oh, you talking about when that year y'all won it for the radio station?
Yeah, when we voted for
that. Yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah, and we won it. And I was supposed to be on the stage, and I had lost 10 pounds, but they only wanted 2 of the 4 team members to be up there. But yeah. Anyway.
That sounds like some serious shade she just threw. Did somebody catch that? I'm petty, so I know petty when I hear petty. So,
no shade. It's only salt and light in this room. Only salt and lights.
Salt and lights. But that was some shade. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I do think that what you're saying as far as like the branding, what Pastor's saying in the introduction,
right?
Either presented and what area they presented.
Yeah.
That would really, really help. Make sure it's in the right category.
Right.
And if there's not a clear understanding, and I think some of the pushback has been, or some of the reason why it hasn't been to the fullest potential is because, again, we have, when the old school meets the new school, there has to be somebody to mediate kind of in between to say.
That's the thing. There's no in between behind the scenes. You know?
Right. So I got to ask this, and y'all been in music for a while. So we say old school, new school. We live in a post-COVID world. Mm. And we start looking at these leaders. A lot of leaders
are falling off.
And we're still dealing with a lot of pushback from people that's in their 50s and 60s that are scared about this Freaknik documentary.
And they was a part of the Freaknik. That's why they wanted to push back. But it looked like this.
They was full-time, too.
Right. They were full time.
And the thing is, like, I look at myself as a different individual because of the fact that I was able to not only learn from people like Biggie Matlatia, who we honoring this year, but people like Al the Bishop Hobbs, you know, who poured into me before he passed, Bobby Jones, and, you know, so many other great people who have gone on, but they took time to pour into me, you know. They wasn't intimidated by me. And I recall one year in Nashville during the Stellar Awards, Al the Bishop Hall pulled me from my own event. That's how terrifying this guy was because of his reputation, because people knew Al Hobbs didn't play. And so when he, like, come here. And he pulled me, like, how in the world you got more people at your event than a Stellar Sanction event right now? And I had to explain to him, I said, well, one, here's the thing. Y'all marketing to Stellar people. Hmm. I live in Nashville. So I'm taking advantage of both Stellar people coming into the city as well as the people who live in the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when the Stellars leave, people still going to come to Urban Soul regardless if you are here or not. So I'm just taking advantage of both sides. And I said, that's the problem with the sellers. Now, I got a chance to meet with Don Jackson. I don't even tell people this. But for years, Mr. Don Jackson and some of the people from the Stellas was watching me. They knew who I was, but they did not know my identity because for many years, you didn't see my face. I was really James St. Patrick. I was Ghost for many years. Since COVID, yeah, I've been putting my images more and more out there, but that was the point in time. You didn't see my face. You would see a flyer as my profile picture, and that was it. Or me being silly and just put a little random petty picture as my profile picture, but you didn't see me as a person. That's who you saw. And one day, Akatunde, the comedian, set up a underclothes meeting between both of us. And we was able to respect each other, grind, respect each other, hustle, but also bounce ideas off of one another. And I told him, I said, out of respect for you, I don't put out my full lineup to after you release the final ballot for the Stellars. Because I don't want to disrespect what you're building or what you have built. I know in time past, many people have joined my event more than the Stellar Awards. I know that, praise God. We've had the host several years. Whoever hosts the Stellar Awards was coming to Urban Soul Cafe. How that happened, I don't know. But we've had like a good percentage of performing artists on the Stellar Awards at Urban Soul Cafe. And I told them, I don't bash you all. I don't knock it. I praise you guys for what you guys are doing to push the kingdom, push the music. Because if I had millions of dollars like you all do, I'd do the same thing too. But I'm just standing in my lane, praise God. And we walked away. Mutual respect. You know, but once, let's go back to what you're saying. There is no one in the middle able to voice on the side of the old as well as the new to bring the two together. So when you see majority rules, that's what it is, majority rules.
Yeah, and I, you know, and I would really like to see that happen soon because the music, like you say, the face of music is changing. You can't, the thing of it is, and what you cannot appreciate the new without appreciating the old. And they both are relevant. But mm-hmm. I think that it would be in the best interest of Stellars and things like that, because I've been able to be a part of some things as well in some teams. I do think that it's in the best interest to get people such as yourself. I don't always have the I'm kind of a pit bull when it comes to business. I'm real funny and all that until it comes to business. And then I'm a whole different character. I'm in a pit bull behind the doors. Like, it needs to make sense. And it really doesn't matter who it is.
I'm scared of you, boo boo. I'm scared of you.
Yeah, you know. But I think that it would be good to have someone like you on that team. Maybe create some subcommittees to say, hey, we need people that are out there in the midst that have their hands on, you know, foot soldiers that are really doing it. Right. And say, what are we missing? What can right. we do? Because,
and that's one, and that's yeah. one of the things, not to cut you off, but that was one thing I wish on last year's Stellar Awards, although they was pushing more of the new, mm-hmm. they was missing some of the familiar faces to balance out the show.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to name no names, but some artists really didn't deserve a spot on the award show. Mm-hmm. Maybe that label paid for that spot. I don't know. I don't want to get into all of that. Mm-hmm. But
most likely they did.
Yeah. But no. I'm going to be honest with you.
I know
some of the things that take place behind the scenes.
Yes. Yes.
But it's a political thing. It's politics. You know,
we say that all politics. The time. That's how we know you are, brother. We say it all the time. It's politics.
Well, you know, one thing, not to cut you off, like, and this is the thing that gets me when it gets to this topic, and I've said this in previous shows. There's two things. First thing is this. They not listening.
You can't always say they're not listening because they did listen, and I feel like they go into,
like you say, balance. If they mm-hmm. heard something, they didn't take the full grasp of it.
Right.
Because one thing and they ran with it and said, see, and it's kind of like when somebody is trying to show that it don't work. Right. And that's what it feels to me. Like if you're putting out there and you're like, man, I took your idea and there's some new people and see people didn't like it. And everybody called it the Hip Hop Stellar Awards all on Twitter. Yes. Mm-hmm. But still, but you know, there was no balance. There was no introduction. Right. There was no type of
the only person who really got a solid introduction that's considered a new artist was Doe.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah.
But she did a mini concert though.
She also had been behind the scenes for a long time, right. Behind the scenes, and had her own independent brand before even coming into the Christian arena. So she was already pretty much established, to tell the truth.
Right. So just to know that, you know, she got a good introduction, but like Lamont Sanders, Jordan Armstrong, One Day. That was a few others that I knew personally that performed on the show that didn't get like the same quality introduction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that made people wonder or second guess who these folks are, you know?
Right.
And that's what you don't want. You don't want people to second guess, like mix up, like I said, you should have had Erica Campbell do Positive and do a remix with Positive, which was the hottest song in the country. And then come with the call with Jordan instead of doing it backwards with Jordan doing it. My God, the call then, hey, everybody, Erica Campbell, bring her out first. Then have her, because it's like she co-signed it for Jordan or she co-signed it for One Day. You know, that's just a whole new way. It's just like if you look at mainstream hip hop, you know, if Lil Wayne did not co-sign for Drake, we don't know who Drake would have been.
Facts. Or Nicki Minaj. You know?
Or Nicki Minaj, right. He co-signed for that. And not only did he co-sign, but he was a feature on a lot of their music in their early years.
And see, that goes to my second part, and we could end after this one, is that mentorship.
Right.
Mentorship. The passing of the torch.
Yeah.
Because that's where the, I think it's unbalanced, because it's kind of like them versus us, when it shouldn't be that. It should be this is the mentors, like how you spoke about your mentors, how important to you. That should be the music industry,
right?
But it's because everybody still want to be on their own. It's like island, like everybody want to be on their own island, and they think that's because it's in radio too. I said it on many Clubhouse events, because between online and antenna radio, I've always said there should have been a mentorship instead of it being like them versus us, because we all pushing the gospel of Christ. We're all doing it our own way of doing it. But mentorship is most key.
It's just like the radio show that I took over in Nashville, Joy in the Morning. Well, it wasn't Joy in the Morning. It was Connie Danelle. Connie Danelle was legendary in Nashville. 35 years of screaming and hollering and praising God, playing quartet music every Sunday morning. She had the highest rated show in the city for a long period of time, but due to health issues, her numbers began to, you know, go down. And not only that, she missed the mark too. She wasn't keeping up with the modern trend of gospel music. She was still stuck on Lee Williams and still stuck on the kind of spirituals. When you had people like Jonathan Nelson out there or Jason Nelson, you know, she was stuck in the quartet mind frame. So when the PD asked me to come over, you know, and the thing is, he said, I don't want you to be the host. I need you to come and produce the show as well. I don't need Carlos the radio. This is WAV, you know. I need Los, the common everyday idiot, that, you know, that everybody know, you know, because on social media, I'm a hoot. I'm hilarious. And he's like, that same engagement you get on your social media, that's why I want to translate on radio. I said, I get it. But it was like that passing of the mantle. Because one thing about Connie was to me like a mom. She took me on as a son. So it was like a passing of the mantle. And so although I knew the numbers going in, I knew there were some big shoes to fill. And people were like, where Connie? Connie retired. Well, we miss Connie. So I knew I had to keep some of her old traditional ways in order to build it up to the modern day vibe, where in my mind, excuse my language, but I used to say, I want the weed head to say, man, MMMMMMM is bumping. I really want people to cuss when they say this radio station is bumping. Why? Because I'm trying to relate the gospel to folks that's church and unchurch. And so we seen and we heard the testimonies from people. We had people calling from the jails and the hospitals, especially during the pandemic. I had to think like a pastor real quick. And because of the mantle that was passed to me from others, I had to know how to think real fast and say, okay, we need to bring the church to the people at home because people wasn't going to church. So, yeah, I'm going to call pastors. Hey, call and pray and give us encouraging word. Boom, boom, boom. And all these pastors, what happened was the pastors felt like they was part of the show. The community felt like they was part of the show. And the way I was a radio personality, but a Stephen A. Smith at the same time. I used to tell the Cowboy fans, they trash. You ain't going to heaven if you're a Cowboy fan. All the line was laid up. Why? Because I made a human approach to let people like, you forgot it was a gospel show, you know? But the mantle, like you said, the passing of the mantle is so valuable and so key that if something would happen to Don Jackson or Jacob Patillo or anybody on these major award shows, whose hands would this fall in? And if whoever hold it, are they going to build it up or are they going to let it collapse? And it's just like any church in America, a pastor can build a church up and he died while he's pastor in office. And what happened is he got so big-headed that he did not train the next man up. And when he dies, the church dies too. It shouldn't be that way. But we see it every day. We see it every day because we got so big-headed, we don't want to see the other man come up. And so what happened is the other man who's anointed to take over decided to leave before his time and start a storefront church and never go anywhere because he left before his time. Boy, I can preach right there, but I'm part-time.
You know, I mean, for real, you preaching.
I'm part-time. Y'all don't want me full-time. I'm part-time.
But, you gave a full-time right there.
But it's true. The man who's anointed to take over leaves because of the politics. He leaves because of the whole Saul versus David mentality.
Okay, I'm telling you.
And when he leaves, he don't leave with the David anointing. He leaves bitter. He leaves, you know, with unforgiveness. He leaves and he started a ministry and it never boomed because he was not in the will of God. The will of God was for him to stay in place and be ready to take over if need be. But the pastor, and we see it all the time, so many cats, they lose their mind. And they wonder why the church go from 5,000 members to barely 500. And you can't say it's the pandemic now.
Sure can't.
Sure can't.
It's you. It's your teaching now. That's holding the people back from getting what God received. And then when the next dude across the city and the ministry start blowing up, you want to hate on him. Man, come on with that.
And I think
we see it every day. Really
think, I think that's the part where I'm saying in the music part. Artists, if we could get past, I know about the industry and I don't know about numbers and being competitive. I played sports, but I'm speaking to the artists right now because this might free you. Get past that when it comes down to ministry, because there's ministry, then there's business, and you don't play about either one of those. And you can't sit here and try to trump over God what God's telling you to do just because you think that is a bad business move. No, because God gonna show you I come first because I gave you that business. So you need to go and spread the gospel and do the mandate and love on one another, because I don't understand how we lose in the basics. It's like kindergarten remedial classes. Like, love one another, treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen. How we coming out worse than the secular people. I get, man, don't get me started. Because it's been sad that I got to say so many apologies as holding the mantle of pastor. I have to apologize to people that's from the big platforms in the secular world, all the way down to the people that work with me in the day-to-day job, that's saying, bro, I ran into a pastor and I got hurt because this person preached out of hurtness. He preached out of being in the wrong mindset and not preach love, healing, and having a sound mind. Like, mm-hmm. If we could get back to the basics of that, because a lot of people have been talking forever about the evolution of the church. The evolution of the church is that right now God is shifting and he's remolding people so that he could be able to get the glory out of it instead of people. And we seeing it. That's why people leaving. That's why a lot of people left during COVID. There's a reason why ministries that have been around have closed doors, because God sees it all. And you could play church and be a on-call, part-time Christian, but God sees your everyday life. Mm-hmm. So you got to get to a point of saying, I'm not going to keep playing. And there's a lot of people that, you know, God gave me a word. I'm going to say it tonight. I said I wasn't going to say it, but God gave me a word. Said this, what's going to save a lot of preachers right now is retiring. And the reason why a lot of people ain't going to accept that is because of that pride. But what you holding on to this ministry is killing you. Mm-hmm. And it's time for you to raise up these new people in leadership. That's how you keep your legacy, not holding on. Holding on is going to kill you. And God gave me that word, and I was scared to say that word because I know a lot of preachers out there that I'm probably going to get flack for saying this, but it's true. There's a lot of preachers that are dying, that is deadly sick, because they keep holding on to something because they think that that's all about pride and I'm letting down. No, God gave you a season. But right now, there's a lot of people in there in a season that should not be right now. Mm-hmm. And God's showing you, you got kidney failure, you got diabetes, you got all these things. You can't even have good quality life with your family. You gave most of it to the church. God didn't have you do that, to just give all the quality to church. And now your kids and your wife and your husband have to now deal with, now the only part of you left is the sick you. That's not what God wants for you. And I hope that frees somebody. It's okay to retire. If the worldly people do it, everybody can retire. There's new seasons for new things.
Amen.
Well, we can't retire on the things of God. You may not still be walking in that same role, because you know we all have different roles. But however, make sure that you still stay strong and never retire on the things that God have called you to do. And they don't always require you to stay within the walls of the church. We have a lot of ministry outside, everywhere in this world. But bringing it back to music, I just thought about one thing as everyone was speaking about how we all have a responsibility and making sure music is a part of sharing the gospel of Christ, because in the music is a message of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's a message of testimony. It's a message of what people have been through. It's a message of people crying out. It's a psalms, you know, it's a song in the heart. So whatever we can do, Carlos, continue to do the great work that you've been doing. You're creating that bridge, you know, you're creating those spaces for the people of God, even if they don't look alike, to be able to come and hear something new and see the celebration in the songs that people have made, you know, giving people a platform and an opportunity. The same thing, Pastor Jay, with this wonderful network I'm a part of, Anointed Radio Network, Okay, it's getting kind of late. But to be able to play music and introduce people and present to some, you know, about what's out there in the scope of music and ministry. Also with you, Brittany, with your YouTube and the platform you have for praying and introducing, we all have a responsibility. So somebody passed the mantle to us. Let us not forget not only hold the mantle, but to run with the mantle. And so I'm so proud of each and everybody that's on the line, because when we speak, we speak with passion. We understand in this dying world how important it is to keep the message of Christ alive in it, whether Amen. It be music or events. And we all have a responsibility in that. Let's continue.
Amen. 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 Can you mind if I close this out with a prayer, Pastor?
Yes. All right. Yes, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you now for this time, and we thank you now, God, for this hour of discussion, God. We thank you now, God, for every mind, every soul, every spirit, God, that may be listening to this conversation, God, whether they live or whether they listen to the repeat, God. We pray, God, that you will put a burning desire on the inside of them, God, that will give them the passion never to give up, but to just look up to the hills from which cometh their help, because their help coming from you, God. God, there is a broken pastor right now that may be listening right now or maybe watching, God. We pray, God, you will restore him, God, like never before, God. You restore his passion. You will restore his anointing, Father God, and you restore, God, a rhema word down on the inside of him, God, that he would not be ashamed to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, God. We pray, God, that his heart, God, would be a heart filled of love, God, a heart filled with forgiveness, God, a heart that would not be bitter, God, but a man of God that will walk in integrity, God, that will love your people, God, that will love the sheep, God, that he's called over to pastor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for that pastor, God, restoration, God, and his family, God. There's a lot of families, God, that have been broken, God, even because of ministry, Father. So I pray, God, that you will restore the families, God, of every man, every woman of God that's involved with ministry, God, that may be going through different difficulties at this time, God, whether it's finances, God, whether it's love or job placement, whatever, God. We pray, God, you will restore them, God, and the family, God, where the father can be the father, the mother can be the mother, and the parents can teach their children, God, and teach them in the ways of God in the name of Jesus. For every musician, God, for every artist, God, that's listening, God, that want to do gospel music, that want to share the things, God, that you poured unto them. Let them know, God, everyone is not called to be internationally known. Everybody is not called to be nationally known. But some people are called to be known in their region, God. Some people are known to be in their community to spread the gospel. But, God, I pray, God, you will give them the spirit of excellence, God. From the quality of the production of the music, God, to the songwriting, God, to the lyrics, God, that they can sing songs of Zion, God, songs of encouragement, songs of deliverance, songs of healing, deliverance, songs that will set the minds free in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over those artists, God, whether they singing, rapping, dancing, whatever level of creativity, God, you've given them, God, we pray that that level, God, of creativity, God, will only have the anointing of God and not the things of the world on it in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God, for Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio Network, God. I pray, God, you will bless him, God, for all the desires, God, that he has down on the inside to take this network, God, to a whole nother level in the name of Jesus. God, we speak the blessings of finances and sponsors, God, that will come into his life and sow seeds, God, into this man's ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, that he can share the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, 24 hours, 7 days a week without any stress in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his upbringing. We thank you, God, for the past, God, his past experience, God. But now, God, turn things over for him, God, to now bask in the glory, to bask in the fruit of his labor, God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's around him right now, God, that's going to keep him under your will, that's going to help him, God, further the ministry, Father. We thank you now, God, in the name of Jesus. Anyone, God, anyone that's not in your will, that's trying to be around Pastor Jay right now, we bind the enemy right now.
Right now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we bind them. We pray you would set them apart, God, in the name of Jesus, that he can walk in his anointing and not be afraid of any man's jealousy, any woman envy, any other person insecurities, God, in the name of Jesus. But he will have people around him that's going to hold him accountable, that's going to hold him up in prayer, that's going to hold him up that stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Brittany, God. We thank you, God, for my sister Saria, God. We pray for the both of them, God. Touch them now from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, both their feet, that they will share the unadulterated truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the various different platforms. We thank you, God, for every platform that's represented on this platform right now. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.
And with amen. That being said, we're going to see y'all next week, y'all. Man, that's it. And make sure you follow everybody. Download the Anointed Radio app. And we will see y'all next week. Much love.
That was full time.
Big Memphis.